This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. We have an update this morning on the tragic case of the murder of Dawson Thompson last week during the term of Superior Court. Two juveniles charged with the murder of Dawson Thompson made their in-person appearance. 16-year-old Antonio Dumas and 14-year-old Kadarian Leek were brought before the court following a grand jury's decision to return a true bill of indictment against them. Moving forward, both will be tried as adults, and their identities will no longer be protected. Dawson Thompson, who was just 21 years old, was found dead on Labor Day. His body was discovered in the road at the intersection of Zion Church and Fairview Farm Roads by a passerby in Mount Gilead. Authorities pieced together the events leading to his tragic death, revealing that Thompson had left his job at Ingalls in Albemarle earlier that day. Surveillance footage captured the two juveniles near Dockery Road and North Carolina Highway 109 South around the same time. Initially, the pair appeared unarmed, but later footage revealed them carrying weapons, a Glock pistol and a Bushmaster long gun described as an AK pistol. They were then seen getting into Thompson's vehicle. Dawson always had a passion for sports, and it was evident through his active involvement in the Upward Youth Basketball Program, where he not only participated but also gave back as a referee for youth basketball and an umpire for youth baseball. His love for sports went beyond the games themselves, and was a conduit for his deeper desire to support and uplift underprivileged youth in his community. The Stanley County Economic Development Commission, along with Stanley County Schools, held their annual career fair at the Livestock Arena. They went to thank all the students who attended and explored the incredible opportunities available in the community. They want to give a special shout-out to all the small businesses dedicated to Stanley County, first responders, local manufacturers, for joining them and sharing their knowledge and experiences. They said, "Your support and commitment to the future leaders are truly inspiring. We hope today sparked new interest and career aspirations for the students." Stanley County Schools and the EDC also recently had Manufacturing Day, where they had 65 to 70 students participate in exploring career opportunities in manufacturing here in the community. Central Elementary School in Albemarle said they were proud to be recognized as the top Title I school in the state of North Carolina. This is out of 2,700 schools, for closing the achievement gap between two subgroups of students based on the raw EOG performance data. The recognition took place at the North Carolina Association of Federal Education Program Administrators. It's a conference in Greensboro where the top 10 schools in two different categories were invited. To receive this type of recognition, they said, is a huge achievement for our school community. It is a result of what happens when everyone, teachers, students, parents, guardians, work together, puts an emphasis on teaching and learning, and focuses on growing students. To win this award based on improvement in our performance data is a testament to the hard work, dedication, and willingness of our staff to shift the instructional focus over the past few years, and of our students and their willingness to trust the process. We can do big things for each child when they give us their best effort daily. And here is a little clip from the presentation at the conference.
Category 2, for closing the achievement gap. So this is a school with the greatest close of the gap, right? Greatest close of the gap. The winner is, by the way, isn't the weather great outside? The winner is Central Elementary!
Central Elementary went on to say that while they're proud of earning this achievement of being the top Title I school in North Carolina for this category, they still have work to do moving forward to grow more students to proficient levels. And in Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by Fiberon. Tonight is the last game of the regular season for Stanley County football. West Stanley will host the Monroe Redhawks, and South Stanley will host Union Academy Cardinals. North Stanley will travel to Albemarle to take on the Bulldogs. We'll have that game here, and pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Wallace Crawford and Larry Gibson will bring you all the action live from Albemarle High School on 107.3 FM and 1010 AM WSBC. Presented by Fiberon. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. A partly sunny and warm start to November with a high near 80 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. A slight chance of showers after midnight with a low around 60. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
I listen to y'all at work. I listen to you in my car.
Wow, I feel good.
Magic. 103.3.
Magic 103.3 FM.
From the Big Boy Studio in Sweet Home, Alabama, to the world. The Rick and Bubba Show.
But if you ever go back in the woody swamp way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of them woods that make a strong man die to cry. Things that crawl and things that fly, things creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of Lucius Clay gets up and he walks.
We're back. Here we go. 6.5 minutes past. We told you from Sweet Home, Alabama to the rest of the world. Both live and archived, catch it on your own time or catch it as it's happening. There's some things in this world you just can't explain. So as we start the hour, Adler is watching his kids in a Halloween.